Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. The following episode is about how traditions are driven by leadership. Because without leadership, there are no traditions. And without traditions, there's no leadership. This episode was written after an entire day of Knightsky family baking, a tradition where each member of our family has a role and demonstrates leadership by taking on their tasks and tackling their favorite recipe. It is our favorite day each year because it's all about combining flour and sugar into different delicious combinations and everyone working together. As we head into the holiday season, it's important for leaders to step back and appreciate how our lives are woven together by different people who are motivated by maintaining and creating rituals and traditions. This podcast is dedicated to making you think differently and reflectively about your roles with your friends, your colleagues, and your family. Every culture has traditions, and they are key to our personal culture. They're important because they are the fabric of a family, a community, a workplace, a classroom, and our civilization. We are defined by what we do, and especially what we repeat. And this holiday season, I want you to approach your days with an eye for leadership. So many of us will be getting into cars, driving to relatives, eating, exchanging gifts as well as wisecracks, and just plain being with each other. Whether that is in the workplace or with family, this time of year draws out traditions, and they are fueled by leaders. So here's your challenge. As you enter the house or workplace and see and smell all things familiar, reflect on who made that happen. Do you ever look at your family as leaders? Do you look at your colleagues as leaders? Someone leads the tradition in your family, and that person's a highly valued member of your world. They are the ones who are fueled by decorating, providing, entertaining, but more importantly, drawing everyone together. Think about it. What is a leader? A leader is anyone who has influence over another person. The influence and impact of the family member or colleague that creates traditions is enormous, and their role is critical. Traditions and those that lead them have an important role in your immediate culture. The tradition leader in your world ensures that a few things occur each year. They create annual rituals, and these rituals define who you and your family as well as your friends are. The rituals create a sense of comfort. They draw you closer, and they create the fabric of the family. These rituals model for each generation how to act, what to expect, and they tell the stories of the past and present. The tradition leader creates comfort for us. When we can predict what is going to happen, explain to others why it's happening, and share forward the experience, we feel a great easiness. Who is the tradition leader in your life? As you approach the peak of the holiday season, are you recognizing the traditions around you and how these traditions also reinforce your cultural values? During the craziness this coming week, step back and observe the roles of everyone in your family's culture or at your workplace. Who plays what role? What values do they reinforce? And what are they modeling? I'm very fortunate to have a family that is in close proximity, and although there are some things that drive me nuts, and I'm sure I drive them nuts, I look forward to it. I look forward to the predictability, the routines, and the rituals. My mom serves certain foods because my grandmas did, and they're served today because my grandmas were served those as well when they were kids. My mom is a tradition leader. Same pickled peaches, ribbon cookies, and herrings are out every year. Without them, frankly, I'd be lost. And sometimes I think the only reason they create some of those things is for us. Some of us don't see each other for an entire year. But we all go back to the same seats and positions we were in the same room 365 days ago. Tradition leaders weave the fabric of a family or team because they recognize the significance of having people together to tell stories, to laugh, to cry, to argue, to eat, to drink, and to leave and come back again. Tradition leaders also work to create forums for learning. It is when the leader brings people together that generations are brought together to hear and see how to handle situations, seek advice from each other, and grow together. The leaders create an environment where one generation gets to show the other what to do or how to deal with life. It is family and friends, after all, that keep us humble. I mean, am I the only one that has an aunt that tells my kids embarrassing stories about me? Nope. But my kids see their dad in a whole new light each time they're around their Aunt Marcia, and they love it. She's a tradition leader because she tells a story that gets passed down and provides a lesson, or in my case, a little bit of laughter. Either way, insight and wisdom is passed along by the tradition leader. The two final opportunities that tradition leaders create is memories and reflection. There's a unique and powerful emotion that is created when traditions are taking place. The act of a family or group being together creates an emotional bond, and the leader in the room is fueled by the energy created when people are drawn together. People have deep emotional and personal connections around traditions. Music, food, and laughter reinforce the memory, and the smells and sounds can evoke emotional reactions for the remainder of your life. All because of one person, the tradition leader. The final important thing that is created by the tradition leader is reflection. Because traditions are predictable to some extent, they are also then comparable. It is the comparison that creates that reflection. This was a good Hanukkah. This was a good Christmas. This was a good Thanksgiving. What a great anniversary. That was the best birthday she's ever had for him. This comparison allows us to create a deep connection to the tradition and reflect on the experience, as well as sit back and absorb the lessons learned. Now, as we head into the traditions of winter, I want you to stop before you begin prepping for family, friends, or colleagues, and think about the tradition that is being repeated or created. Are you appreciating who's in the room? Are you appreciating the effort of the leaders? Are you leading? Too many times we have a pessimistic mindset around the traditions. Be optimistic and recognize the efforts of everyone around you and admire their leadership. This holiday season, be a leader. Reinforce the traditions. Bring energy to them. Evolve them and put your generation's touches on them, or bring one back, or start a new one. Be a tradition leader yourself. Never underestimate the power of rituals and their importance. They tell the story of your culture, your family, your colleagues, and you. There's a danger in taking them for granted and not appreciating the leadership that it takes to fuel these traditions from year to year. Because if one generation or person fails to carry them on, they're gone. And with that absence, a legacy is buried, and so is the story of all the people who preceded you. Be a tradition leader this year. Embrace the things that drive you nuts, and have a buffalo attitude when it comes to the holidays. It takes one leader to energize others, and during the holidays, attitude and energy fuel traditions. When you walk into the room, take a moment to recognize all the leaders around you, the role each person plays in your culture, and reinforce their efforts by appreciating the traditions that have been created for you. You see, it is all those people in the room who will one day tell your story, because they will be getting together, and when they do, they'll draw out the memories and tell the story of you the way they remember it. So make it memorable, be a leader, have fun, and demonstrate an attitude of gratitude for all the time and effort it takes to fuel a tradition. So let's do some smart thinking. Who's the tradition leader in your family's culture, in your work culture? What values will you model when celebrating this year? How will you demonstrate your gratitude for the traditions that have been created for you? And what traditions have gotten lost? And how can you lead them back to being traditions once again? And lastly, who in your life will not have the opportunity to celebrate a tradition? And how can you weave them into your culture's fabric this season? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Please remember to share this and other episodes on your social media platform or forward them off to friends. And thank you for listening this week. And please like the Smart Thinking Facebook page and the CISA 6 Facebook page. Help us help others. And I want to thank my mom, Julie Knightsky, for being our tradition leader. She has both carried on her family's traditions as well as created her own for us. I carry her spirit within me, and every time I hear certain songs or smell cloves, I immediately see her in my mind, hear my aunts and uncles, see my grandparents and my brothers. Her love and traditions make this season special, and I greatly value all she does to help me and my relatives as well as my family understand the history of who we are. Now, I'm going to end this episode with the first song I ever heard from the Wellpennies and wish you a great holiday season. Regardless of what you will celebrate, you will do it through the traditions of your family and friends. And it's going to be great because you are going to be a leader of that tradition.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow,
dashing through the
in
snow,
a one-horse open sleigh,
in a one-horse open sleigh.
O'er the fields we go,
o'er the fields we go,
laughing all the way. Ha, 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 ha. Bells on bobtail ring,
bells on bobtail ring,
making spirits bright,
making spirits
what
bright.
Fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Forty as his speed,
pitch him to an open sleigh, and crack you'll take the lead. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.